You're listening to She's the Business podcast.
Have you ever felt like business is just a lot harder than what it should be, or you're attracting the wrong people and something just feels a little bit off? Well, if that's you, then you probably have got an energy block. And this is something that's a completely new area for me. So I'm very excited to bring to you a very special guest who is an expert in all things around energy. So please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Osborne. And in my 23 years of business and marketing, I've built many brands to become multi-billion dollar companies. And just in the last 10 years, I've built two online businesses of my own from my dining room table with two little babies running around at my feet. I've made it my mission to inspire you to get out of your own way and become the successful business owner who's living the lifestyle you really desire without all the hustle. This is She's the Business podcast, made by women for women. This is your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration.
My very special guest today is the lovely Lindsay Janney, and she's a self-transformational coach, a Reiki practitioner, a hypnotist, an energy healer, and an NLP practitioner. Now, if I've just said a whole lot of words that you're not really sure what any of that means, don't worry, because you will find out in this episode. Lindsay is someone I've known for about the last 18 months or so. We are both in the same business coaching group, and she is such a talented, really amazing lady. And she has shared with me so many things about energy, about becoming aware of what energy actually is and energy blocks that we all have in our lives that can be having a bigger impact than what we think on our business. And every time I've had the opportunity to chat with Lindsay and gain some insight, I have come away just blown away by what I've learned about myself and what I now see. It's like opening my eyes up to this whole world that I never knew existed. And it's been incredible. It's been transformational for me. And I wanted to share her with you so that you could also gain something from her amazing wisdom and very special gifts and perspectives that she has. So I won't try to explain what energy blocks are or what they might look like, because you will need to listen into the episode to find out. And I'm about to play that for you. So if you are interested, when you've finished, in reaching out to Lindsay, I do encourage you to jump over to her Instagram and connect with her. She's at Lindsay Janney, and she shares that information with you at the end. So please do, because you know she's just got so much to share. And if you're anything like me, you're probably going to learn more than just a couple of things in this episode today. Enjoy.
So, okay, I'm here with Lindsay Janney. Thank you so much for joining me, Lindsay. She is a self-transformation coach. So, Lindsay, can you please explain to us exactly what that is? What is it that you do, and who do you help?
Sure. Well, thank you very much, first and foremost, for having me on your podcast. I am really excited to speak with you and to your listeners today. So a self-transformation coach, what is that, right? It can be a lot of different things. But for me specifically, I am somebody who works with, gosh, there's so many different facets to this. I am a hypnotherapist. I essentially work with people's subconscious minds. And in doing that, I also work with their energy. And it's not about like saying, oh, hey, I need more coffee, not that kind of energy. It's the type of your soul's energy that you emit and present to other people in your world. And so what I do is help people align with the energy that they were naturally born with, that everybody is here and come with, but I help people heal their past in order to be able to get to their energetic levels and what they're actually supposed to have. So I help people heal their past so it stops impacting them and holding them back from the very things that they want right now.
Amazing. And that just is a whole area that I have very, very little knowledge in. So I'm really excited for this episode today, because I want to just deep dive into a few bits and find out more about it. And especially for us being entrepreneurs, you know, how would this be affecting us or showing up in our lives if we've got
some of our past that's really affecting where we are today. And there's these energy blocks. Would you call them energy blocks?
Or? Yes, I very much call them energy blocks. Mm-hmm. So anything that is keeping you from your potential and the things that you really want and know that you want in your life, you actually can have them. So your mind won't be able to imagine anything that you don't already have inside of you. It can't recognize anything that's there, right? If like, mm-hmm. you're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to be like this Olympian and actually believe that if that's not something that's already inside of you. Mm-hmm. But if you're like, I know that I am going to be a successful business owner, but you just can't seem to get there. And you're super mm-hmm. frustrated and you're like attracting these clients that are just like not your like aligned clients, the ones that you really like are dreaming about and like getting excited to work with every single day. Those are blocks. You're just being blocked from something because something just needs to be either opened, released, healed, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're saying that, I was thinking, well, as a child, I knew I was going to run my own business one day. I just knew it. Like you said, it was fact. But yet I went off and started a career where I worked as a professional in marketing. And I did that for 20 years. So I spent 20 years off on this other groove. I was always thinking about businesses and coming up with ideas and, you know, like talking with my husband, that would be what we'd do on road trips. We'd like come up with business ideas and sort of like toss them around and examine them, but never actually took action on it. And so is this an example of what you're saying, where I kind of had that within me, that that's what I knew I wanted, but for some reason I was keeping myself diverted from this path?
Sort of. I mean, I think that there's some things that where if you just aren't finding yourself like being able to jump into something really quickly, like you know that you want it and like you can almost taste it, but for some reason it's just not yours, right? Yeah. Or it's like looking at like, I can't like a candy through like as a child, like through like the glass, like at a candy shop and not being able to grab it with your hands, but having to wait for somebody to give it to you. Right. It's not so it can be something similar to that and feeling blocked. Like you can see it, but it's just not your reality mm-hmm. yet. But there's also something about this journey that we're all supposed to be taking. So the mm-hmm. one thing that I didn't mention with all the other things that I do is I'm a highly spiritual person. And mm-hmm. so when I look at things, I look at how your journey kind of unfolds in your life and how things are supposed to happen when they happen, mm-hmm. because you're always supposed to be learning a lesson. Mm-hmm. You have part of your story then to lend to your future. So for you, 20 years in corporate, right? And 20 years working another job just gave you all that you needed to do what you're doing now, right? And so it's part of your journey. You probably couldn't do exactly what you do now with the expertise that you have without having that job first, right? And so everything happens as it's supposed to, and things uncover for you sometimes quicker once you've started unblocking things, unblocking your energy, unblocking parts of your thoughts in your subconscious mind and how those things really play hand in hand together, because one thing feeds the other. So it's almost like this feedback loop, right? Like it's almost if you were to imagine that infinity sign. So your thoughts create your energy, but your energy creates your thoughts. And so it can become this loop.
Yes.
And it goes back and forth, back and forth. And sometimes it can feel like, well, I can't stop this thought. I can't stop this energy, because it just keeps going back and forth and maybe gets a little bit bigger. Right. Mm-hmm. And as I'm like, you know, using my hands to speak and I'm on a podcast, right? So highly visual person. So if you were to imagine me doing it back and forth, that's what it really is. Did I help answer that question?
Yeah. So I guess we can get stuck in this loop that's just on repeat until we can find a way to break it or block it. So what is the break or block? Is it the thought or is it the energy? How do we?
I know, right? Okay. It's like, you know, it's almost like thinking about if you were on a roller coaster and for some reason it just never stopped. And so sometimes you'll have like those like flat periods where it doesn't feel like things are going to get so scary. And then like you have the one like where you start climbing up real slow before you make that sudden drop. Then you have the loops and everything else. You know, if you can't find a way to interrupt and stop and put on those brakes so that you can get off that ride and maybe go on a different one. That's really what I help people do.
Wow. Yeah. And so you were saying you kind of go into the subconscious. So you kind of help people to reach back into their subconscious to find the things that are creating that thought. Would that be...
Yeah. So your subconscious mind is a beautiful thing, right? So some people are really afraid of it because like it's this vast unknown part of your brain. It is also the largest part of your brain. It is the part that keeps you alive on automation, right? And so if you were to think about it, it's what pumps your blood, your heart, right? It's what makes your brain work. It's what makes you digest your food. It's like it literally keeps you alive. Otherwise that you'd have to think about it. And if you had to think about every single thing that your body does every single second, a millisecond of the day, you'd be exhausted within 5 seconds. Like to move your leg, I believe that something like you have to move 12,000 parts of your body in order to take one step. And if you were to think about that, that's like really like, that's a lot.
So
that's why your subconscious mind is on automation. So when your subconscious mind, you know, when you're going throughout your day, you think you will have about 40 to 60,000 thoughts and decisions to make throughout a day. That's a lot too. And so your subconscious mind defaults back to these thoughts or repeated experiences or things generally very far back from your past that will help you automate certain decisions. So that impacts how you act, how you behave, some of the thought patterns that you have, and how you can sometimes see things differently than somebody else does, right? So you could have gone to the same school as some other kid, had a very similar life, right? But maybe you grew up one way and they grew up another. They may have a very different perception of like what's right, what's fair, what to do, you know, all that stuff. And you also might have a very different perception of what's right, what I need to do, what are my rules. And so your subconscious mind is picking up on every single thing you do and automating. If you repeat it, it's automated, right? It's like, oh, one less thing I have to think about, one more thing I can automate to help, quote unquote, make your life easier.
Yeah.
And so if you were to think about it, even patterns that don't really serve you, if it still kept you alive, it will repeat it. It doesn't mean that they're great. Some are great. Some may not be. Like fear keeping you safe. You know, your subconscious mind, that's all it wants to do, wants to keep you alive. And so that's really what it is. Does that help?
That does help. Yes.
Yes.
So coming back to, I guess, what we might be in present to today, you know, if we're thinking, well, yeah, business is feeling hard and I am either attracting clients that aren't really the ones I want, or maybe even struggling to attract them, or, you know, you're just in this place where you're feeling frustrated.
Yeah.
What is it that we can get aware to, how can we become aware whether we've got something that we need to work on? Like, what would you be saying to somebody who's in that place and just thinking, I don't know what's wrong. I'm thinking I need to do something different, but.
Right. If it's not light and easy, you're functioning from a place that's not serving you. You're serving from a block.
Right.
I very much think my business now versus what it used to be. My business right now is very light and easy. I do things and I'm just like, I'm so excited. I have the best clients. I love it. I love coming up with new things. I love learning more. I love doing all the things. I love waking up every day. And I even don't mind working on the weekend because I get excited. And it's not because I'm like, yes, I have like boundaries and parameters around what I do, but like, if I have free time and if I want to, I'm like, I want to work. But when things are heavy, it's frustrating. All you can think about is it 5 o'clock? Can I shut down my computer? What, like, what can I do? Do I, like, I'm not going to open up my phone. I'm not going to look at my emails. If you hear yourself saying, I'm not going to, this is my boundary, blah, 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 blah. And it just feels heavy and sticky.
Or
and
like, I have to.
Questioning yourself a lot, you're generally functioning from a place that's blocked, a place from fear, a place from whatever those actions are. Your subconscious mind is using them to protect you in some way. Again, it's trying to keep you from doing something because it's trying to keep you comfortable. It's trying to keep you safe.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's sort of stopping us from getting to a place where it is feeling light and easy. How do we get there? Like, what does that look like?
Right. So what I always say is that to the extent that you've healed your past mm-hmm. is to the extent that your business and your life will start matching your definition of success. And so for me, I've had to heal, and healing is a journey. So when I say heal, it's I've done enough work to get to this place, but I continue. And so healing is a journey. It is never a thing that, one and done, right? It's you do this and you concentrate on it. You stay committed to the journey. Mm-hmm. And when you start healing certain parts of yourself, the things that may cause you to need to be comfortable, the things that may cause you to need to learn a lesson. If you don't learn the lesson once, the lesson will repeat itself again. Sometimes worse, sometimes more frustrating, sometimes more scary.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps on building and building, getting worse and worse and worse. That's where frustration comes from. That's where like misaligned clients are coming from. That's where needing money comes from instead of just attracting money to you.
Right.
It's very interesting. So if you find that you're starting to struggle in a certain place, that is your like the little sign that says, hey, listen. It's time to listen to me. We need to check in. What's going on? Right. And so when you start healing parts of your past and learning what needs to be worked on, and sometimes that can be done in therapy. That's a lot of processing. Therapy is great for some people. And then there is also a part where I would say that there is a part where you can start to put down the boulders that you're carrying.
Mm-hmm.
And these stories. So the boulders are your stories, the things that happened in the past, these patterns, these subconscious patterns, right? Mm-hmm. You can start to put them down. You don't ignore them. You put them down, you recognize them, but then you can also get the tools to move forward. What are those tools to move forward? How do you start moving forward? And that's really where the healing starts. That's where you start to learn how to trust different ways of being. That's how you start to learn how to trust and live into that definition of success that you know is already yours.
That is making a lot of sense.
I was about thinking this a lot.
No, I'm just imagining it's kind of like, so from what you're explaining, we've got these things that are in our subconscious, they're on repeat. They probably feel like it just is. It's just the way it is. It's just the way I am. It's just the way the world is. It's the way things are.
Yeah.
But it's in there, right? And so what it's sounding like to me is it's almost like we can become aware of it is the first thing. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of take it out of our head and examine it, right? And put it aside and see it, notice it. Be aware of it, and then also be able to be aware of it when it's recurring back up again. Yes. And I'm guessing that what you do is actually help us figure out what is that thing that's on repeat, because we don't know it, right? It's in our subconscious.
So
what is the story?
You've brought up a lot of beautiful things there. Our thoughts, the way that we respond to things, are mostly a choice. And I say mostly because there are some things here and there that, you know, they're bigger than most things, right? So, but like, there are a lot of things, like, especially with our business, the way that we think about our business is a choice. So the things that we allow in is a choice. Anything that we do in our business is a choice. How we respond to external circumstances, like clients who maybe aren't paying or whatever, that is our choice. Mm. And once you start to realize that almost everything you do is a choice, it's liberating. So I always ask myself, like, what am I choosing to believe right now? What am I choosing to think? Because what I would default to thinking of would be based upon old stories and the things and the patterns that happened in the past that have been automated. That would be a non-choice thought, right?
Yeah.
But if you can stop and think and say, wow, this is not light and easy. This is really hard and yucky. Sorry, I have a 5-year-old. I use these words. but, you know, yucky and icky. So when you start to feel these things, it is your choice to then understand what is actually going on here.
Yeah.
Right? You can stop yourself. It's a good point being like, okay, something isn't right. Let's explore.
Yeah. And it brings to mind something that, I just discovered this week was, I don't even know why I was in this pattern. So this might be an example of what you're talking about, where when I started this business, my goal was to replace my corporate salary. So I'm like, that was like, right, that's my goal. And I had a really decent, like, multiple six-figure corporate salary. So it was a substantial amount to replace. And, you know, and here I was, you know, doing my business. I started it when I had a same time as I gave birth to a baby. So, you know, I wasn't working on it full time. I was doing what I can. It's growing. But I was telling myself all the time, I don't have enough time to grow it faster. I'm not there yet. I'm not, you know, I can't replace my salary, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and I was feeling, I guess I was being really critical on myself. When I look back, the voice in my head was, well, you're not there yet because you haven't replaced your salary. And it was running on repeat in the back of my mind. And I realized the other day that I've hit that level multiple times now and not even recognized it, not even realized it. And I think that voice in the back of my head on repeat was still saying that to me, this, you know, you haven't done that yet. You haven't achieved that yet. When I had, it's like, it's there in the numbers. I just hadn't actually connected the number to that and zapped that nasty thought away and broken the pattern because it was so, and yeah, what a revelation. And it's like, wow, what a weight off my shoulders. Like, hey, I've got there.
Those
I can
boulders, those boulders of those thoughts. I mean, they can really weigh on your shoulders, right?
Yeah.
And isn't it so interesting? Like your whole physiology and like how you were just speaking, like your shoulders actually just dropped when you said the weight came off my shoulders. And it's funny to think, like, even if you were to think about this, like a more negative thought, these things that you say to yourself, you'll find yourself kind of closing yourself in and protecting yourself. Your body, if you're holding yourself in a certain way, is almost, it's like part of your subconscious mind. It holds memories and emotions too. So if funny enough, right? So, I mean, I could get all into this. This is probably, and this might be another episode, but, but when you're thinking about it, all those thoughts and all those things, like that's a negative that brought about kind of this negative energy. And those thoughts, those boulders are, it's like gravity, right? Your negative thoughts are like gravity. And these aren't the things that like will ground you, you know, like when people say, oh, I'm grounded. No, that just means that like, you're really centered and like you are like in control of your energy. When I'm saying like, this is gravity, you start to think about your energy going all the way down to the ground too. That's some of the most lowest vibrational point for you to be in. You will not attract what you actually desire. You will attract the things that you actually are like want to repel. And so all these thoughts like, God, why, like, I'm not bringing, like, why am I bringing in these clients? Or why are these, why do these people keep following me? Or why do I keep on having these same problems? Also, the worst questions to ask yourself are why questions, because you'll never get the answer. And so it's just, so your energy attracts what you want. And so the more that you can release these boulders, these thought patterns, these things that happened in your past to have you think that way, right? Clearing those ways, helping you heal that energy is what helps you almost, if you were to think about a balloon, just rising up and up and up, right? And it just keeps rising and it doesn't have any rocks. It starts to just go up and up and it feels really good, right? It is what feels happy and light. And anytime that a negative thought is on that helium, that balloon, it pulls it down. It pulls it down. And so that's why it's really important to watch your energy. Energy can pull down your positive thoughts. So if somebody's like, oh, I was having a really great day. And then all of a sudden I got this email. It feels so heavy. It pulls down the entire experience of that helium balloon because those rocks are heavier than helium. But once you start eliminating those rocks, you can put more balloons up in the air. God, how good does that feel? It can start all those positive thoughts. Once you have enough of those big balloons, can start to pick up that one rock.
Yes.
And that one rock, then it doesn't matter anymore. You can still have things happen to you externally, like these circumstances, these things that are like really like weighing you down or could be weighing you down. The more balloons that you have for these more positive thoughts and energy. And I'm not just saying like bypass and say, oh, I'm thinking positively. That's not what this is.
Yes.
This is about being in control of your energy and then being able to bring anything on up where even one negative thought won't bring you down.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, what I can hear there is there's a real difference between maybe saying something positive to ourselves, like I'm going to have positive thoughts, I'm going to open my affirmations book and tell myself some I am statements. But unless you actually believe them and, you know, maybe you're like, I am this and I am capable and I'm that, but I've got this, you know, if I was still believing that you're not making your corporate salary yet and that's driving me internally, then that's almost like an energy of like desperation and I've got to make something happen. I've got to, you know, so imagine me going out there, even if I turn on the smile and tell myself, yay, I'm having a great day and everything's happy. But then you've got this internal energy that's like that, you know, criticism.
I mean, like those are things that are in direct conflict with one another. So they will like one will fight against the other. Like I am, but if you don't believe it, and if you don't actually act that way, if you don't act from that state of being, like if you say I am happy, you better sure show yourself and train your brain that I am happy and I do things that make me happy and I only allow things that make me happy.
Yes.
That's where I function from. I allow. What do I allow? Not what don't I want?
Yeah.
Because that just leaves everything else open. I only say what I allow in my life. And when I started functioning from that place, everything else fell away. The things that I didn't want anymore, I didn't even have to talk about it. I didn't even have to think about it. And not thinking about it, wow, that really affects your energy, right? You don't have to, because you only say like, I allow this, I allow that. It aligns with who I am. It is putting myself first in a world that says you should not put yourself first. Honestly, you can't fill from an empty cup. You cannot. Mm-hmm. And you can't make the world better if you are a boulder on the ground that can't be moved.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can only do things when you are working from your best capabilities, your best self. And if that means allowing certain things, but maybe not allowing something else, that's okay.
Yeah, because it's allowing you to be your best self, right? And then that's what you're putting out. And that's why you're attracting back because, you know, you're able to receive because you're able to give yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I know that we were talking earlier, like offline, right? Like, how do you attract the things that you want into your life? Some people call it manifestation. I mean, yes, there's a law of attraction, but the law of attraction doesn't work unless you're using all the other universal laws, which I explained earlier, there's like thousands, like hundreds, like there, people will say that there's just seven or there's 12 or sometimes like a sneaky 13, but there's, there's so many out there. And it's about living with this notion that you are already full, that you are already who you were meant to be. And so this whole law of reciprocity, which I think is a really beautiful way of saying it, is the more full you are, the more full somebody else is, right? And so this is like a give and take. Like you give, but you also need to be able to receive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that I've found, a lot of business owners have trouble receiving energy. And money is energy. Mm-hmm. Feedback is energy. But what kind of feedback do you allow? You must ask yourself, right? Do I allow judgment? No, you only allow constructive feedback. Mm-hmm. You put the kibosh on the negative stuff. Like, no, this is not how this goes. And you literally put up the stop. You put up the wall. Say, nope, that's not how this goes. If you have another way of saying this, I would be more than happy to listen.
Yeah.
Right. There's all this law of reciprocity, but sometimes people have problems accepting money because sometimes, at least when I grew up, talking about money, religion, and politics was like off the table. Those were the three things I was told you never talk about with anybody. And so,
especially not as women,
especially as a woman, right? And so it did me no good for the first portion of, like, I've had a couple of businesses now, but my first business, I was like severely undercharging and I was so frustrated that people were like still nickel and diming me when I knew that I was like, this is not that much for what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why don't you value me?
Yeah.
Because you didn't value yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't allow yourself to receive that money.
Mm.
And when you allow yourself to receive, what do you think you're going to put out? Something really great, right? If you allow yourself to receive that money, what you're worth And that could be a considerable amount more than what you're charging right now.
Yeah.
But how do you start receiving that so that you can also put out your best?
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever noticed when you're paid well, you do well, right?
Yeah. That's
an energetic cycle.
And you,
that is the law of reciprocity. Yeah. And when you do your best and when you always do your best, that's where good karma starts to follow you, because karma will come back to you multiple times over. You do one kind thing, it comes back to you in multiple ways. And it may not always be the way that you think logically is going to happen.
Mm.
It can come back to you in other miracles, right?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this.
Wow. And something that was coming up for me when you were talking then about, you know, receiving and how we can sometimes be bad at receiving. And I was thinking, and looking for examples of that, and maybe starting with some that could be easy to change, like accepting a compliment or accepting someone who offers to help you with something. Like I thought, wow, when I had my first baby, I don't know why, but my friends would offer to help and like go to the supermarket for me, but I could never accept their offers of help. I always had to say, no, I'm fine. I can go. I was always like, I'm self-sufficient. And now that I look at that, that was me not being able to receive. I didn't know how to receive. And, you know, I think some of it obviously is around money, and I've definitely healed a lot of that and have got a lot better at it. But when I started my business, I used to have a sales call. I wouldn't even tell someone my price on the call. I would say,
I'm going to get shaky off. Voice would be like, does that sound good to you?
Yeah, right? Definitely. I didn't know how to say it. And I would say to them, I'm going to email it to you.
and then be like, oh my gosh, is that too much? Should I have like given them a discount? And like, you start being like, oh my gosh, they didn't answer back right now. Like,
yeah,
I should have given them a discount. I'm going to give them something more.
Yeah.
You put yourself in that whole like lack of receiving.
Yeah.
Your price is firm. You know, your value.
Yeah.
And they'll get the best out of you.
Mm.
When
yes.
you are paid what you're worth. It's an energy exchange.
Mm. And I love that feeling of knowing, you know, like when you are being paid the value, the worth that is right, it feels good. You're motivated, you're engaged in what it is that you're doing. If it's too little, you have resentment. And if it's too much, like maybe you've inflated your price and overcharged, you'll feel uncomfortable, right? Because it's like, it's maybe not that exchange isn't at the right point for where you're at. So
you can always adjust it too, right? Like you can I know that I'm worth this, but sometimes I need to train my mind.
This is
where subconscious work goes in, right? Mm-hmm. I need to train my mind that I can make just $1,000 more on this. And once you get a couple of hits, I'll be like, oh, of course. Like now I can speak more confidently and I'll just raise my price another 1,000. But I think it's really where like greed comes in, right? It's just like, if you're just doing what you're doing for the money, you will never make money.
People
can sniff that out from 1,000 miles away.
Yes.
But if you're doing it with your heart, if you're doing it with all the love and excitement and joy and just like that feeling of light and easy, people are going to be like, oh, of course I want to work with you. It feels good to work with you.
Yeah.
They want to feel good working with you. And when they feel good, they trust you.
Yes. And is it,
and sometimes
it's a proper exchange, isn't it?
Yes, it is so important. So it's not about greed. So if you're saying, oh, I'm going to charge just $10,000 more because that's what I want, that's not going to get you your $10,000. You have to believe it. You have to, but you also have to give it, right? You have to believe it in yourself, but be excited to give it. Not as if it's like this feeling of dread. Dread is negative. Dread is something that's going to pull you down. Dread is going to repel the very things you want.
Yeah.
So if you're dreading anything, if you are dreading anything in your business, it's time to re-examine what would make it lighter, what would make it better.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Yeah. I love that. And
sometimes it's a pivot.
Well, it is. Or sometimes you get up in the middle of the night and you go and change your prices. I remember doing one day. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, my prices are too low and I am going to deal with that right now. I cannot let it go another minute. I got up at like 2 a.m.
You tell them.
I'd never do that. Yeah. And I just, well, I did, you know, went and changed it for new people coming on board, but I didn't.
That's beautiful.
That was such a strange, because it's so not me. And so something really drove me to do that. I was like, I'm feeling it's not right. It's this isn't right. And I kind of went, I zeroed in on it. I knew what it was. I was like, they're too low. You know, I was at the place. I'm like, that's not the value. That's not where I'm operating at. So I'm putting out a price and I think I'm at a different level.
Totally.
So I went, I'm just going to go and change it. That's how easy it can be. And bang, did it. And then I was signing clients at that new price.
But didn't you feel good? Like just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And the thing is that like, it's almost like if you were to walk into a room and you noticed that there was a fight, but you didn't hear anything, but it just felt weird.
Yes.
So if you're dreading something, if you're second guessing yourself, if you're upset that you're not charging more or making more, it's very similar when a new client comes on and they're like, they're feeling that sense of dread as if they've walked into a room where there's been a fight, because actually you're fighting within your head. You're fighting with yourself. And so they're picking up on this energy and you might not even be aware. You might be smiley and a typically bubbly person and being like, oh, I'm really kind. I'm really nice. I thought that went really well. And then you're just like, I don't understand why that didn't work.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, people can pick up on your energy. It's like another language. These subtleties. Mm-hmm. People will, you can be the happiest, smiliest person, but there are these little subtle nuances that people will pick up that you are giving off without even knowing. And when that happens, they're going to be like, their subconscious mind will be like, that's not a right fit.
Yes.
That's really what it is. So if I might share, like there are some really great things that you can do to like shift that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please. And you know how, like when you want to, your mind always wants to take care of itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I've spoken about, right?
Yeah.
And, but sometimes we always forget to ask ourselves what we need. So whenever I find myself in I work on this stuff daily. This is my practice, but I also too have things that can bring me down. Mm-hmm. And when I start to feel and recognize those, and granted, like the more you practice, the more you recognize pretty quickly what's not right. I mean, I can tell within an instant of what's like, I'm like, okay, no, something's not right. What is this? I always ask myself, what do I need right now? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's a question that not a lot of people ask themselves. What do I need right now? Not in 10 minutes, not 20 minutes ago, now. Mm-hmm. Because the present is the only time you are living. You are not living in the future. You are not living in the past. You are living right now. Mm-hmm. What happened a minute ago no longer exists. What is going to happen in 20 minutes from now does not exist. Well, I mean, if you start to think about like different like quantum theories, like it does exist. But if you're just like right now in our 3D world, it does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Does not exist. And so if you start to think about that, that's a really interesting question. Sometimes I find myself saying, wow, I just really need like a 5-minute break. I need to breathe. I need to stretch. I need to move my body.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might need to close my eyes for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm actually really thirsty. What's causing your focus to move out of the way, right? Like, okay, I just need to get up. I've been doing this for a really long time. Or I got a really not fun email. Everybody gets them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get an email that like maybe sounds different way, but it's probably not meant to be anything other than just like, hey, I have like a second to answer your email. And you might perceive it to be like, oh, that person's short with me. They're angry, blah, 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 blah. Right? Like I'm going to have a terrible day.
Mm-hmm.
You can start to like step yourself back and just say, what else can I make this mean? And then you can come up with some pretty good ideas. Like, oh, well, maybe they just had like a second to respond, or maybe they're also having a crappy day, or maybe perhaps we just need to hop on the phone, or perhaps, I don't know, X, Y, and Z, all these other things could have happened, right?
Yeah.
That like could have caused whatever email that was. So it's rarely ever you, just so you know. Rarely.
But we always make it that it is us.
But we always make it about ourselves, right? And so it's really kind of tagging on to the, what do I need right now? I like to sometimes say, what do I need right now to do my best?
Yeah.
And when you do your best, regardless of what that best looks like for that specific day, your best is literally, you will never be disappointed in yourself. If you overdo what's your best, you will be overwhelmed, overstretched. You'll feel like you have like done far more than you should have, right? Feel like you've been taken advantage mm-hmm. of, maybe feeling just like you keep on over delivering. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't do your best, you're like, wow, I just like, no wonder I didn't get it. Or whatever, right? No wonder this didn't happen. I didn't do my best. You'd be disappointed. But if you yeah. just do your best every single day, and if you're really sick, maybe your best is just looking at your email and like clearing out your email box. That might be your yeah. best for a day, right? Yes. You like allow yourself that. But if you're having like a day where you're on fire, what is your best that day? It's so much different. But yes. if you overextend yourself, you'll be tired. You don't feel good. That's when the overwhelm and stress comes in. If you just do your best, what do I need right now to do my best? You can start to yeah. find the answers of what you actually need.
Yeah. I think that's such a good reminder. Yeah. Especially for somebody like me, I think who has high expectations. So I could be overly harsh on myself and critical and thinking like my best has to be this really high level every day. And you know, just reminding myself now that, well, my best today is going to be whatever my best is today. With, you know, if I've had a broken sleep, if my kids had me up in the middle of the night, if my daughter came in and wet my bed, so I had to go right. and sleep in her bed, it's not going to be as a productive day probably as I might have had yesterday, or maybe you will have tomorrow. So I love that thought because it really releases a whole lot of that burden of expectation of what I need to be, when it's like, I just need to be my best today, is whatever that is, whatever level that is today. And that's it. Like,
and you can identify it too. It's a good question because when you say, what do I need to do my best? Your mind literally has to answer a question. And when you ask why questions, it's really hard. And so it goes on this feedback loop that tends to spiral. That's where like the thought spirals start to come in. Why? Can't really answer them because you don't really know. There's no truth. You just will never find the truth, most likely, right? Why? I mean, unless you're like looking underneath the car, like the hood, like, why is my engine light not turning on? Right. Mm-hmm. Or like, why is it turning on? And you're like, okay, well, if you ask the why question, you're going to be like, I don't know. That's what your mind says. I don't know why. You wouldn't be asking it anyways, right? If you didn't know why. You're like, well, so it's a pretty silly question to ask. But if you start to say, what is causing my engine light to turn on? You're going to open up your hood. Well, I mean, I might call a mechanic because I know nothing about my car, but I know enough to say like, well, let me check my oil level. Mm. Let me check the fluid levels, right? I know enough, or maybe I need to check my battery. What is causing it? So I'm asking myself a different question, but it's putting me into action. What is it? So if you ask yourself, what do I need? Your mind will have to answer with a response. And it will not be, I don't know.
No, yes. Oh, I talk to my son about I don't know all the time because it's like his automatic response, I don't know. And I'm always like, you might not think you know, unless the question is about a fact. Okay, you might not know a fact. You either do or you don't know it. But if it's anything else, I don't know is not the answer. It might be that we just need to think of a different question, you know, and think of what could it be instead of it being something definite, because he's very black and white. So he's his instant answer, I don't know. And I'm like, well, you can probably think of some options. What could it be? Let's explore that. And once you start thinking, it's like, well, there's often more than two. There's often you can start thinking of all sorts of solutions or things, you know, whatever that question might have been. And I'm still working on him. He's only 8. We're getting there, but I'm trying to get him out of that vein of thinking, I don't know, and stopping there, because it literally puts up a barrier, doesn't it? Like it stops you from progressing. Whereas it's like,
it's a boulder and it's hard to move with boulders. It's a boulder question, right? It gives you a boulder answer. I don't know. It takes you completely out of action. It makes you feel as if you can't move. It's a rock. It's a boulder and it is tough to carry. What questions, what can I do? Those are the types of questions that add helium to your balloons.
Put
you into action, and action feels good. We are action-oriented beings. Mm-hmm. And inspired action also helps attract things to you that you really want. It helps bring your energy level up to the way to where you want to be. And so like attracts like.
Yes.
Where you are now, when you're elevated to a higher frequency in your energy, your thoughts mm-hmm. start to match that energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as that starts to happen, you start to rise higher and higher. And the people who you want to work with mm-hmm. start to find you. And they may be a little bit lower, but they're going to want some of your helium.
Yes.
And it's you that can help raise them up too, right? Mm-hmm. I think that that's one of the most beautiful things. Your energy is contagious. It can elevate or it can bring down yourself as well as others. Mm. So it's important to watch. So are your thoughts, the things mm-hmm. that you say to yourself, the way that you behave, the way that you act, the way that you respond or react, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Those are the things that you must be aware of. And when you're aware of those, you have complete control mm-hmm. over your energy and your thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, and I can think, you know, that's so beautiful. Energy is contagious and you can control yours. You can also control what you're surrounded by with other people, right? Because you can think, oh, there could be some places or some groups that you hang out in, if it's online or, you know, situations where you can either feel uplifted or you can feel really brought down by other people and what they're talking about. And so I think that is something to consider, isn't it? Like, where am I hanging out? What are the people saying? Are they helping me lift up? Are they helping me become a better version of myself just by being surrounded by them?
Well, it's the energy that you're emitting and allowing in, right? You will get to a point when you start trusting your thoughts where other people won't affect you anymore. Mm-hmm. Where it'll just be nice to be around other people, right? Because you'll start elevating together. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the really beautiful part. You no longer have to rely on somebody else to keep you happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think that that is, it's such a beautiful and powerful place to be from, because when you can start functioning from that, you are impervious to things going on outside, regardless of how bad it can be, right? With mm-hmm. a war, with a pandemic, whatever. I have done so well during this time because mm-hmm. although I have so much compassion for people who are going through what they're going through, mm-hmm. and I send so much love and I very much am active, that doesn't mean that, like, when you heal yourself and when you are healing yourself, you can help heal other people too. And that doesn't mean that the people, maybe, like, you can't help millions and thousands. Well, maybe you can. I mean, let's not put a limit on this, right?
It's not limited. But, I mean, yeah.
but if you were to think about it, like, if you feel like you're doing something really good in your heart and you're mm-hmm. having a great day and you can help somebody else who is responding to your energy also have a really great day, look at that ripple effect. That person will bring somebody else up. The other person will bring that other person up. And at some point during the day, you may have affected 30 people in the most beautiful way. And isn't that something that we all need right now, right?
Yeah.
That once, maybe sometimes one random act of kindness. Mm-hmm. One act of being like giving something more to a client without expecting anything back, but knowing at some point it will be returned, right? Mm-hmm. You just give freely, it will come back to you. But as you give freely, that goes to somebody else. That goes to somebody else. Mm-hmm. It becomes like that tree, right? Almost like a family tree, how it starts with, like, you know, two people, and then it just, like, kind of goes out.
Yeah.
That's the ripple effect that you can have with your energy, with what you give to your clients, with what your clients are able to give to other people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, my goodness.
Yes.
Isn't that a beautiful
thing? So powerful, isn't it?
So powerful.
Yeah. And I was just even thinking, like, on a even more, on a simple level as well, even just say how you might show up on your social media, mm-hmm. coming from a place where you are in that energy of, you know, I'm not doing this to make something happen. I'm not doing this to earn money. I'm actually doing this because I'm giving what I know. You know, I'm sharing, I'm helping someone. If I can help one person, that's fantastic. Yeah. Coming from that energy and doing that, what a difference of impact it is just going to have without...
It feels effortless.
Yeah. And the people responding as well. Like, you know, and we might not even realize what it is. Right. But you know, get those comments of like, wow, I really love this and I love your content. And, you know, you're like, that's fantastic. And you're not thinking, well, why aren't you buying or anything like that? I'm just thinking,
because I don't know that why question.
It doesn't matter.
We're not buying.
It doesn't matter. Where the energy that you do it actually will create those effects, isn't it? I love that, because it just makes it feel so light. And really, that means that you just have to be you. You know, it comes from within.
Oh my gosh. It's such an easy thing to be like, just be you. And people are like, how do I just be me? Because people have been so pulled away from who they are. Telling them what they should be doing, how they need to be doing this, what they like, I want, and all these things that are outside of them. People just, you know, I was telling one of my clients this notion that when we are born, have you ever noticed that, like, well, I'll say most people, because not everybody likes babies, but like if you see a baby and you notice how people just flock to them, it's because they're this purest form of new, of like this beautiful energy. They have been unaffected by the outside world. And that is literally our default,
right? Yeah.
This baby, this energy. We all come here with that energy, right? This pure, beautiful, you know, like, it's just like, yeah, it's like, it's a baby. It just needs to be taken care of. Like, it only does a few things to, like, it needs to, like, it needs something because it can't do it by itself, but it comes with such love. And everything that we learn that pulls us away, that feels heavy and hard, are these experiences that we have. Our minds just are trained to live and to survive and to understand what's going on around us. So our minds say, like, if you grew up like in a really tough way, your mind is going to default to that because it had to find a way to survive and be in that world. But you'll notice that some people who may have had a very easy childhood, like everything, right? Like it was just like sunshine and rainbows and you know, and everything is very different for them too, and how they see the world. Right. And so it's very, but it's everything else that they're taught, that their minds are taught, that their subconscious minds have these patterns on that can pull you back, can pull you either more towards or away from that pure energy that we are all born with. And so that's why it's so important. So as you start to heal and reframe and reprogram parts of your subconscious mind, the more you come back to that pure, beautiful, loving energy that tends to attract all the love, that tends to attract all those really good feelings, right? Like, I remember looking at my little girl when she was first born and all the love that surrounded her, like all of the family, like everybody was just like, everybody just wanted to be around her. Right. Mm-hmm. And then as her, like when she was a toddler, just like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's like the ambassador. Right. Like everybody just wanted to be wrapped up in her energy because it's so pure. And if you think that when you start to heal the parts of you that pulled you away from that, to bring you back into that, that magnetic really energy, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I help people do.
Amazing. And then it's kind of like, that is your subconscious. It is what's on autopilot. It is what's driving you because it's no longer weighed down by all those rocks or boulders. Right. And
you start to prove to your mind that there is a better way, but sometimes there might be a little fight in there. And, you know, sometimes it's like shedding these layers and it can feel like hard and heavy sometimes. And you're like, well, that's not in alignment if it's hard and heavy. No, that's your mind fighting because it believes that it needs to keep, quote unquote, saving you. But that's not really the case. It's just relearning something new. And once you prove to it that the new way is better than the old way, it will shed the old way as if it were like garbage that got taken out yesterday. Like it's done. And it's really interesting because you'll see people like, just like snap in the like click of a finger being like, oh my gosh, I'm a totally different person. Once they realize, like once they have a good experience and they were able to train their mind to think something different, they're like, oh, of course that way. It's my old way of being. That's the old me.
Yeah. So, amazing. Yeah, the imposter that was there for a while and it wasn't really even me.
It wasn't me.
Let's get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Get rid of them. Thank you so much, Lindsay. This has just been an incredible conversation. We've gone down so many different pathways there. And I think there's amazing nuggets of gold. I'm sure I'm going to re-listen to this episode quite a few times and really learn from it as well. So thank you for sharing. Is there anything that you wanted to leave people with, a final tip? And please tell us as well how we can connect with you and learn more.
If I could ever let somebody know, mm-hmm. is that you have the power within you to heal yourself, mm-hmm. because it's simply our minds, right? You have the power to heal your thoughts. And isn't that such a beautiful thing to have power over?
Yeah.
So that's the one thing, that you have everything that you need inside of you. You always will. And you are unable to see something. If you're looking at something like, and you're dreaming it and you're like, oh, I can never have that. The thing is that the fact that you can actually think about it is that you can actually have it. There's a place to work on before you get there. It is there for you. You just need to do the work to get there. And so that's a beautiful and empowering thought, that we can all be these beautiful, wonderful CEOs of our businesses. We can be successful. We can be thriving, because if we started a business, we already thought that we could be successful. And so success is inevitable, right? You hear that all the time. Your success is inevitable. And that's why. And so if anybody wants to come and, I guess, further the conversation with me, I'm very active in my DMs. And funny enough, how we were talking about, like, maybe not posting all the time on Instagram. I just talk a lot on Instagram. So I'm always in the DMs. So if you want to find me there, you can find me at lindsayjanny.co. I believe it might be in the show notes, right? Because I'm Lindsay with an AY. So lindsayjanny.co, or you can find me at lindsayjanny.com. And those are the best two ways to find me.
Amazing. That is just so beautiful. What a wonderful thought to leave us with. The power is within us, and we just have to get rid of some of those rocks that we are holding on to that aren't serving us anymore. And, you know, really believe in it ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Get rid of them so we can move. Thank you. That is very empowering, inspired. I feel motivated and pumped for the rest of my day. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for your time and your energy and imparting all of your wisdom to us. Oh.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I will talk to you soon.
Soon. Absolutely. We will. Yes.
Thank you.
If you aren't currently attracting the type of clients or work that inspires you, marketing is feeling really hard, and you're still miles away from your income goals, then it's a clear sign your strategy is out of alignment, or maybe there are parts missing altogether. So let's change all that. This month, I'm hosting a live free training called Master Your Marketing, starting on the 23rd of May. And if you come and join me for it, you'll discover how to easily attract, like, the quality clients you really want every month, so that you can smash your income goals and do that within school hours, which is about 20 hours a week. And you'll finally be able to have that flexible lifestyle that you really, really want for your family. Now, I know from my years of experience that marketing can seem really complicated, and, like, there's so many different pieces, but we're going to simplify this right down, because for a successful strategy, you really just need three key elements aligned. And those are having the right clients, selling them profitable services that they really want, and having a marketing and sales flow that takes them from being strangers to customers in a series of really short or simple steps. Now, we can do all of this without undercharging, giving away services for free, without wasting all your time scouring your socials for leads, sending cold DMs, you know, doing that icky cold pitch that nobody likes doing and nobody likes receiving. So why do people even do that? I don't know. And without wasting money on ads or building complicated funnels. This is all about making marketing simple, and I'm sharing it with you over 3 days. So there's a 3-day series starting May 23. I've got it spread out over the week, so we'll have a day's rest in between, a day to recalibrate, maybe catch up on the replay, ask some questions, even have a think about what we've done on the day before. So it's going to be heaps of fun. They're going to be short sessions. You'll join me online, and yeah, that's really it. So if you come to jessicaosborne.com/masteryourmarketing, you can pop your name down on the list right now, save your spot, get access to the live sessions, get access to all the replays, and get access to me in our pop-up Facebook group, so you can jump in there and ask questions and have some extra chat and extra time in between the lines. So I highly recommend it. If you've been finding marketing hard, then let's make it simple. Let's get you to where you want to be by the end of 2022. So again, this is May 23, Master Your Marketing. Go to jessicaosborne.com/masteryourmarketing and come and join me live. It's going to be heaps of fun, totally free. So there's really no reason not to do it, except if you don't have a problem with marketing. If you're already getting all the right clients and everything's rosy, then hey, you probably don't need this training. But if you would like better quality clients more consistently and to have a much easier, more effortless time attracting them, then this is the training that you need to be attending. So I hope to see you there. Let's get into it.